Okay, hi. This is A Memory in Four Acts by John M. Fredericks. I'm going to read just the first act of this four-act story. So here we go. Act one. Would you consider it assault or harassment if my father, like, touched another woman, walked up to her from behind and took a handful, and she shouted in terror and ran from his grip and collapsed onto the sidewalk with my little family unit, my sister, my third stepmother, myself, stationed behind him, a tiny battalion, rounded in a familial half circle, all unsurprised, because we've seen him do things like this before. Like the day years earlier, I watched his calloused hands, meaty at the knuckles, gold rings flashing in his expensive watch, sunlight lancing off miniature diamonds laid carefully into its hours, move through a child's autumn blonde hair in the middle of a mall in Atlanta. And the kid froze, and his mother gathered her son's shoulders into her chest and said, "What the hell?" and glanced back and forth, clock-like, tick-tock, at my father, who walked into a department store without looking back, as though it was his right to run his fingers through that child's wispy hair. I walked alongside him that day and watched all of this unfold, because everyone in my family had seen him commit some such insensible, remote, minute gesture before. Fingers twirled through the lengthy locks of an unknown woman, two hands on the hip of a young child, a sock stuffed into his pants. All of these images crystallized into the collective memory of the family nucleus, unspoken but known. And do you think that was assault or? Okay, that's act one of A Memory in Four Acts. Hope you enjoy the story.